CBS Broadcast Center on the Miracle Mile. One of the most volatile months in Wall Street history, ending on an up note today. In fact, we've seen up sessions now for the fourth day in a row. The Dow 54 points at 11,614. NASDAQ of 3 of 2,579. And the S&P 500 of 6, 1,219. And the yield on the 10-year note at 2.23%. And get this, the Dow now once again in positive territory for the year. The price of gold has seen quite an impressive month of August, up more than $200 this month, up 12%. Gold closed up $1.90 today at $1,831.70 an ounce. Silver moved up 30 cents at $41.77 an ounce. Crude oil futures slipping 9 cents today to $88.81 a barrel. And oil is down just over 7% for the month. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, they're calling this in August to forget. Give us your view of what we got in the month of August.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. It wasn't that bad, really, in my opinion. While the Dow Jones averages came down 500 on a net basis, they were down almost as much as 1,000 during the month. The NASDAQ was down about the same, down 170 points net for the month. So considering what was going on internationally in the financial arena, I think it was not too bad at all. And I think the last week shows that there's still a lot of cash around and there's a lot of buying interest, particularly in those companies where the earnings have been very positive.
We certainly saw the banking sector see wild gyrations over the last month. What's your view of what's happening there right now?
I believe that's going to continue. And the reason is that we've got a very complex banking situation internationally. Many of the banks in Europe own the bonds of other banks. And the question is, how much should they be marked down in terms of the risk? And that's being debated internally. The banks here in the United States, of course, with Bank of America being the primary example, is trying to redress their balance sheet. And so there's some concern there. But I would look at the bank stocks on a very speculative basis, but definitely on a positive way.
The other big news today, the AT&T T-Mobile deal being challenged by the Justice Department. Give us your view of that big story today.
Well, that's surprising that there, that kind of publicity is such a strong effort to stop that merger. I'm not very impressed with what the Justice Department is doing there. But however, on the other side, in all fairness to them, we don't have all the details and the information that they have to launch that lawsuit.
All right. And tell us about your view on gold, certainly with a 12% jump this month. And I see gold is up, what, 10 out of the last 13 months, certainly an impressive performance that's tough to ignore.
It certainly is tough to ignore, and it's gotten very speculative, of course. I believe that the price of gold will stay very, very speculative going forward, and I think it's a dangerous area to speculate in or to deal. Some people have had gold for several years, and of course they got tremendous profits, and they should be commended for that.
All right, what about in the oil patch? We're seeing oil prices have been moving up since Hurricane Irene hit back east, and oil still relatively high, near $90 a barrel. What's your view on where oil goes from here?
I believe that over the intermediate term and longer term that oil is going to start to come down a little more, and that's because the country, Libya, which is now changing governments, is going to get back into the stream of oil supply, and I suspect that that could take the prices down another notch.
All right, while we have you on the line, where are you putting money now? Where are you taking it off the table?
Well, on a speculative basis, I'm interested in the bank stocks on an international basis. I continue to be interested in the home building stocks. They had quite a rally the last week, and I would wait for them to come back down a little bit, and then I would begin a buyer of the home building stocks. I like the technology stocks. Particularly, I'm attracted to Intel because the yield is very, very comfortable and the P.E. ratio is very low. So that looks like an attractive security to me, and that leads the entire semiconductor field. So other securities in the semiconductor field look attractive as well.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Thank you very much, Ed, for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.